Well, just going through some of the data releases over this past week and what's coming. In the US, the data release is somewhat on the softer side, with one or two exceptions. So it's just getting itself into that groove where the Federal Reserve, can start to talk about an interest rate cut. They have been doing that anyway. And the issue now becomes whether it's the next meeting or the meeting after before they deliver a rate cut in the US. Some of the key economic readings last week, right at the leading edge, we had the ISM manufacturing and non-manufacturing purchasing managers indices. The manufacturing ISM has come down to 48.5 for the most recent month from 48.7 going back the month before. So it's just slightly in that contraction area, and it was weaker than expected because the market was looking for a 49.2 result there. And more interestingly, I think, was the non-manufacturing PMI, because this one has been comfortably above the 50 mark, and last month was at 53.8, which is a very strong reading. This most recent month was expected to be 52.6. It came in at 48.8, so that one's dived slightly underneath as well. Having said that, some of the other factors, such as the tightness of the labour market, still there to some degree. We had non-farm payrolls came out at the end of last week, and June non-farm payrolls rose again by over 200,000. Admittedly, the previous month was revised down, so it was revised down from 272,000 to 218,000, but we still got these pretty firm readings. We did get a slight tick up in the unemployment rate to 4.1% from 4%, and average hourly earnings were 0.3% for the most recent month, down from 0.4% the month before. So we got a little bit of a tick down to 3.9% there year on year for wages from 4.1%. So whilst you've got a sort of amber caution light still coming from the tightness of the labour market, these softer economic readings are just hinting that the Fed may be able to take a chance. And whether it can take that chance, we'll find out more this week, because we've got Jerome Powell, who's testifying to Congress through the middle part of this week. So we'll hear what his latest thinking is, but I think, if anything, he's going to be somewhat dovish in those comments. And the key readings for this week, really towards the end of the week. On Thursday, we get the June CPI comes out. And given the way it's been tracking recently, if anything, it's just coming back a little bit. So for June, the market expects that the change will be 0.1% month on month after a 0.3% gain going back the previous month. That would lower the annual inflation rate to 3.1% from 3.3%. Now, that's still a high inflation rate relative to the Fed's target, but with a slowing economy, it can probably hope that it's going to drift down a bit further. Their target's 2% for the inflation rate, so waiting to see whether we can get down into the twos over the course of the next month or two. Probably just in that ballpark that's allowing the Fed to consider an interest rate rise. Obviously, if that one goes the wrong way, then you get an entirely different situation developing. But I think it's probably realistic to expect that we'll get around what the market's expecting for this particular month. Moving to China, and we had the paradox here is that we were looking towards the US being the strongest of the economies internationally. It was doing very, very well there through the early months of this year. It's just had a little bit of slip back as we go through the last few months. China, we've been worried about persistently because of the ongoing problems through their construction sector. If anything, they appear to be just putting some band-aids on parts of the construction sector problem, and if anything, even a minor turn there, and that seems to be reflecting in the purchasing managers' indices there. So the more reliable one, the June cakes in manufacturing PMI, went up to 51.8 from 51.7. The cakes in non-manufacturing PMI came back from 54 to 51.2, but it's still above 50. So, you know, the Chinese economy, if anything, just seems to be finding its feet to some degree. You know, that may be helpful, at least as far as some commodity prices are concerned in the near term as well. This week in China, we'll get their consumer price index and producer price index on Wednesday, and trade data coming through on Friday. On the Wednesday CPI, what we're looking for there is zero month on month, and that would lift the annual inflation rate to 0.4% from 0.3%. At least it's not deflating. Producer prices too, not deflating as fast as they were. They were down 1.4% year on year, going back to May. At one point, you know, they were deflating at closer to 3% year on year in the early months of this year. We think that'll come back to minus 0.8% year on year. So not quite so much deflation pressure running through the producer price index either. And on Friday, as far as exports and imports are concerned, there's a feeling that both might be a little bit better. So June exports are expected to be up 8% year-on-year, after being up 7.6% year-on-year the month before. And imports, reflecting domestic spending, probably up a little bit, 2.9% year-on-year, after being up 1.8% year-on-year the month before. Moving to Australia and some of the factors here. We had some survey material in terms of ANZ job ads and the Melbourne Institute's inflation gauge right at the beginning of last week. As far as job ads are concerned, you know, some further softening there on a month-on-month basis. It was minus 2.2% month-on-month after being down 1.9% the month before. We're still up year-on-year, but you know, clearly there's a softer edge just starting to develop, perhaps into the labour market. Melbourne Institute inflation gauge, though, still tracking high. It was up 0.3% month-on-month going back the month before, and it was up another 0.3%. So you know, that pressure running through inflation still appears to be there. And we had May retail trade and May home building approvals. May retail trade, an interesting one because we got a lift, bigger lift than the market expected, up 0.6% month on month. The market was looking for 0.3%. And the year-on-year on retail trade now is heading up towards 2% year-on-year. It's actually 1.7, but yeah, that's the highest year-on-year reading we've seen in 6 months. So if anything, it seems to be flipping a bit, and that's before we get through to tax cuts and all those things which are coming through on July the 1st. It's not strong demand, but the RBA at this point really doesn't want too much strengthening in demand, so some pressure points still there. On home building approvals, we just seem to be getting a bit of a turn higher in home building approvals too. In May, home building approvals lifted 5.5%. That was after a 1.9% month-on-month lift going back the month before on revision. So we appear to have turned a corner on home building approvals, with those starting to lift a bit, which is good news in some ways as far as housing is concerned in terms of keeping some pressure off house prices. Still, you know, it's a long way down the track before new home builds are going to make a material difference to the, you know, the excess demand relative to supply in the housing market. But it's one of many small contributions, which mean that, you know, the housing outlook may not be quite what all the real estate agents are talking about, which is another year of big rises. There's plenty of evidence that we're just starting to see maybe a bit of topping out in things like sort of the pace of increase in rentals and those sorts of things. Just watching that one to see if it makes much difference. Meantime, as far as the RBA is concerned, we had the minutes of the last meeting, and they are still concerned about inflation, and why wouldn't they be? You know, we've got the quarterly CPI coming up later this month, and at this stage, when we look at the inflation rate, it had been coming down, the annual inflation rate, over the last 18 months through to the first quarter of this year. We peaked at 7.8% in the tail end of 2022, then we worked our way all the way down to 3.6% year-on-year on the quarterly CPI to Q1 this year. given where the monthlies have travelled, almost certainly when you're at a 4% for the Q2 CPI, so for the first time in 18 months, inflation rate's actually lifting again. So it's not a surprise that the RBA is a little bit concerned and said that they did consider whether they should be hiking rates. And as we know, with everything that's happened since, you know, it's a toss-up between whether they hike rates or leave them on hold when we get through to the August meeting for the beginning of next month. So, you know, we're watching everything to see whether, you know, we can get some clarity about exactly what the RBA will do then. Just moving into this week, we get today, you know, home loans. You know, these have been running pretty strong, and you know, home loans probably up 2% for the most recent month. That was after a 4.3% increase going back the month before. It's evenly split between owner-occupiers and investors, but we have had a significant lift. And whichever category you're looking at, you're up the best part of 20% year-on-year now. So you know, people are still driving into homes and paying for it with these with new home loans. It's still pretty strong. We'll get some business conditions and confidence from the NAB survey, the regular NAB survey for the month of June. Business conditions, you know, really haven't been too bad. They were running at plus six, you know, zeros, obviously, the split between optimists and pessimists on that survey, and plus six sitting above there and reasonably good. Business confidence, different, you know, so that was minus three going back to last month. Wait to see what that survey shows. Also, we had July Westpac consumer sentiment last week, and that one actually lifted for the most recent month. True, the actual index itself is travelling at a very low level, but it was up by 1.7%. So some signs of you know, just a little bit more confidence running through that. So, you know, these are pretty mixed as far as Australia is concerned. What we can say is that, you know, we're not falling into recession. If anything, we're moving the other way from that. And how far away we're moving from that then becomes a problem in terms of getting inflation down. So it's just watching these factors as we go ahead. Moving to Europe. And we had just doing the economics first, we had the June manufacturing PMI and also the services PMI. The manufacturing PMI came down to 45.8 from 47.3, so that's obviously pretty soft. It's well below the 50, and so manufacturing still not good as far as Europe's concerned. The services sector PMI, though, is holding up pretty well. And we had a big bounce to 53.2 going back to May. And we thought we'd have to give back a bit of that. We didn't give back very much. It came back to 52.8. So the services sector is still moving along pretty strongly. Retail sales in Europe have been up 2 months in a row. We had May retail sales came out, and they were up 0.3% after being up 0.6% the month before. Much of this is that very strong tourism season that, you know, we've been talking about for a bit now. But certainly, you know, that's looking pretty much stronger. And because services are holding up pretty well, you know, the unemployment rate's still very low at 6.4%, and it stayed at 6.4% for the most recent reading. So on top of all this, we had the preliminary July CPI and core CPI coming out. Inflation ticked back a touch for the headline CPI. It came back from 2.6% year-on-year to 2.5. Going back 2 months ago, it actually flipped up from 2.5 to 2.6, so it's sort of bouncing around in that mid-twos. The core CPI, though, holding at 2.9% year-on-year, so no real move down on that, and warning that, if anything, the CPI itself will probably start to lift again. So, you know, that's obviously an issue as far as the ECB is concerned. Because of soft economic conditions, it did manage to get away an interest rate cut, you know, going back to its most recent meeting. But, you know, obviously it's going to become more problematic. And, you know, the other part, which is lending to problems in Europe, of course, is politics and what may be happening in terms of government spending. And, We had over the weekend, well, before the weekend, obviously we had the UK election. That one, very large majority for Labour, first time in 14 years. And if anything, the spending in Britain is going to be loosened to some degree to answer some of the problems that they know they're facing there. So, that's going to be an issue for the Bank of England. And France, we had the second runoff in their assembly elections, and at the weekend it appears as if the left-wing parties, the various left-wing parties, have done comparatively well relative to the right-wing. So certainly Marine Le Pen's party has not got a majority, which is something that was feared. It's going to be a coalition of the left-wing parties, which will also include the centre party, which is the party of Emmanuel Macron, but that'll be a fairly junior partner in that. So, again, France has a spending problem as far as government's concerned. It's got very high government debt. It's been starting to come to the fore in terms of people's thinking. It's not going to go away. It's going to be, with the new composition of the Assembly, it's going to take a while to sort it all out, but it's going to be left-leaning rather than right-leaning, freer spending rather than less spending. Again, one of these issues there as far as the ECB is concerned in terms of getting interest rates down. So watching all of these factors as we go ahead. But at the moment, the US, has, even though the presidential election has descended to just about farce, when you're looking at whether Joe Biden should run or not because of his age and the candidate he's up against, for the time being, there's the prospect that the next move by the Fed's going to be down, and that's going to be fairly supportive as far as markets are concerned. So that's one probably the key factors as we start to look ahead.